Are you okay, man?
Of course I'm not okay. My parents are dead, I don't believe in God, and I have nowhere to live. I'm pretty far from okay.
What are you talking about? You got a place to live. I'm the one who just got booted out by a bunch of criminals.
You know I can't go into my house.
You can, you're just chicken. Your parents are dead, I'm sorry about that. My Uncle Andre is dead too. Ain't nothing we can do about either one right now. I say the safest place for us is at your house. Let's go.
Take it easy, will you?
So your head hurt? You got a little blood there from where you crashed your bike.
Hurts a little.
You ought to get that cleaned up before it gets infected.
Where am I supposed to do that?
Back at your house, Einstein.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Follow the leader.
I really appreciate you doing this for me, Judd.
Letting you wear my mom's clothes or letting you stay here?
Both. Everything, I guess.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You can stay here as long as you want. Besides, I hate cleaning the bathrooms.
Oh, I see. The sexist pig finally comes out.
I'm just kidding. Sorta.
I'll help out where I can. Gotta tell you, though, I never cleaned a bathroom before.
You're kidding. Even I've done that.
All by yourself?
My mom was whacking me with a plunger the whole time.
I gotcha. So, this is your mom's stuff.
Yep. Help yourself.
Well, this is pretty nice.
Yeah, my dad gave that to her last Christmas.
There's so much here. I didn't think I've ever seen a closet so big.
My dad once said that everything looked good on my mom, so she bought everything to prove him right. I'll let you alone so you can try some stuff on, okay?
Okay, I'll be down in a little while.
So are you coming in or what?
I told you I wasn't.
Whatever. Alright, where's the first aid kit at?
It's right inside the kitchen under the sink.
Okay, be right back.
I'm not a chicken. I just want everything to be like it was.
I got good news and I got bad news.
Bad news for you or bad news for me?
Both.
What?
You ain't gonna wanna go in your house again.
Why not?
Come on, man. Aren't you gonna ask for the good news?
Okay, what's the good news?
I found the first aid stuff. Got a bottle of alcohol, too.
What are you gonna do with that?
We ain't gonna drink it, if that's what you're thinking. It's for cleaning cuts and stuff.
It's not gonna hurt me, is it?
I ain't gonna lie to you. It won't feel great. But it'll feel worse if it gets infected.
Oh, it smells like a doctor's office.
Just call me Dr. L. Here, stick this in your mouth.
That's a wooden spoon. Why do I have to put it in my mouth?
Use it to bite down on. This is gonna sting.
Oh, let me do it, then.
Yeah, right. Stick it in your mouth.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, sit still.
Ah, hello!
You gotta sit still, man. This'll just take a second.
Let go of me, cut it out. Feels like sandpaper.
You gotta settle down. Sides, I can't understand a word you're saying.
I said it feels like sandpaper.
Really? Sorry.
Let me do it.
I'm done. You should've said something right away.
I did!
Here, let me put the bandages on.
Careful with that.
I'm always careful.
Now you can tell me why I don't want to go in my house.
Come on, I'll show you.
I'm not going in there until you tell me.
Fine. Somebody been in there when we were gone.
What? How did you know that?
Well, that's what happens when all the police are busy. People get their houses broken into.
How do you know they went into my house?
Because the TV and your video games are all gone. Unless you moved him out into the tent.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, there you go. Now we can move into the house and not be afraid someone's gonna rob you.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Sure. You ain't got nothing left worth stealing.
I'm still not going in.
So, can I?
You wanna live in my house?
Where else am I gonna live?
In your own house.
What's the matter with you? You were just there, man. There are dudes living in my house.
So you're gonna leave me all by myself in the tent?
Man, that's up to you. All I know is I can't stand sleeping in a sleeping bag on the ground when I could be in a bed with blankets and stuff.
Well, we'll see, but don't count on nothing.
Whatever, you got a hammer and some nails?
Yeah, in the basement, why?
Whoever broke in busted a window. We ought to board it up.
Yeah, we got some wood, too.
Lead the way.
What if I'm not ready to go in yet?
Will you stop already? You want to stay in the tent? That's cool, but you'll be by yourself.
You'd sleep in my house without me?
I'll go sleep at the church before I sleep in that tent again.
Go ahead.
Come on, man. The longer you put it off, the harder it's gonna be.
Okay, but...
What?
Could we just ride around for a while or something?
Oh, man, you're just stalling.
No, I'm not. It's just... Look, if I ride around for a while, I might get tired and then want to go inside.
Okay, but like I said, if you sleep outside, you sleep alone.
I know.
I would think for a guy like you, that would be scarier than sleeping in the house.
Maybe, I guess. Wait, what do you mean by that?
Judd?
Hey, sleepyhead.
That sun's setting or rising?
Setting. You've been asleep for a few hours.
So, what's going on in the world?
That's funny. The big news today is this Carpathia guy coming to the UN.
What's wrong with this picture? Millions of people disappear, and 2 days later, it's business as usual.
Yeah, probably just trying to forget about it. Still, this guy seems pretty cool. President of Romania or something.
I don't even know where Romania is. Tells you what kind of student I was.
Yeah, it's a tiny country over in Eastern Europe. They said it was smaller than Illinois.
So why should we care about this guy then? Aren't there more important things happening right now?
He's rising kind of fast, I guess.
Big deal. I think the disappearances are way more important than this Nicholas whatever guy. I mean, really, in a year from now, who's going to care about... How do you say his name?
Nikolai Carpathia.
Come on, Ryan. When are we going back to your place?
Soon.
Man, we've been riding around for hours and haven't gone anywhere. It's gonna get dark soon.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go to your house. Take a shower and go to sleep.
Not yet.
Well, then I'm going to the church and see that Barnes guy. You want
to
come?
Why would I want to go to the church? I don't believe the stuff you believe.
You will. If what Bruce says
And even if it is true, that makes God pretty stinking mean.
We had our chances.
You did? I didn't grow up in a religious family.
What's his name? Raimi? He tried to tell you, right? Man, you got no less excuse than I do.
Fine. I still don't want to go to the church.
Then don't. I'll go alone. You can go home, ride around, and do whatever you want. Alone.
All right, I'll go with you, but I don't want to go inside.
Whatever. Yo, Pastor Barnes!
Huh? Oh, hey, Lionel. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
Tell me, did you ever find Ryan?
Yeah, he's outside. Mm. Didn't want to come in.
That's okay. He'll come around eventually.
I mean, it's not like he's putting it off.
What do you mean?
It's more like he don't understand or don't want to. Mm. Sometimes I think he understands fine. He just don't want to believe in God.
Well... He's gonna believe soon enough, whether he wants to or not. I gotta believe that everybody is gonna know that God is in this when the tribulation begins. People are gonna be dropping right and left. So we better be ready.
Straight up, man.
Yeah. Straight up. Is something else bothering you?
What do you mean?
Well, you seemed to be in a better mood yesterday. which is kind of strange considering your whole family had just disappeared.
Not my whole family.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have an uncle, right?
I had an uncle.
What do you mean?
Police said he shot himself last night.
Oh.
They want me to go identify the body.
I could drive you into town if you want.
You don't gotta do that.
It's no problem. Don't forget, I got reasons to not want to go home, too.
See, yeah, now that's another problem.
Huh.
Home. All my uncle's so-called friends moved in and moved me out.
What?
Yeah, they're setting up shop. Bunch of low-life criminals.
You want me to call the cops?
The cops seem kind of busy right now, don't you think?
I think I can get the ball rolling for you.
Thanks, Pastor Barnes.
I tell you what, Lionel. You call me Bruce, and I won't call you Mr. Washington. We got a deal?
Sure. Bruce.
Ah.
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Ryan. Glad you came back. Where's Bruce?
I don't know. Somewhere with Lionel. They were in the big room here, but I think they went to the office.
Is it private, or can we join them?
I don't know. You want me to keep track of everything that's going on?
Hey, it's cool, man. Relax. Where are you guys staying?
Good question.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't really want to go into my house, and some dudes are living in Lionel's. I don't think we'll be staying there.
Dudes?
Yeah, we think they murdered Lionel's uncle.
Oh, dudes.
I have no idea what we're going to do.
Well, listen, I got plenty of room in my house if you guys want to stay there.
Really? That'd be great. Can I even stay there if Lionel doesn't want to?
Whoa, slow down there, Chief. We'll talk about all this with Bruce.
Yeah, let's go find everybody.
Yeah, I don't want to.
What? Why not?
Same reason as the other night. I don't believe in any of this stuff.
You will.
No, I won't.
Look, it doesn't matter. We're all in this thing together.
Yeah, right. You just think you can talk me into this Jesus stuff.
No, nobody can do that. You have to decide for yourself.
Well, right now I decide to stay out here.
Well, what if I said that the only way you could stay with me is if you come in and see Bruce?
I guess I'd have to then.
There you go. Come on, you coming?
Whatever. So you two Christians now like Lionel?
Ugh, come with us and find out.
Wow. I can't tell you how excited I am that you two have become believers. This is just great news, guys.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it myself.
Yeah, I just wish I'd done it a couple of days earlier.
Yeah, me too. A couple of days ago, though, I didn't understand the responsibilities involved in becoming a Christian.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm guessing that that you each said a prayer to God, asking him to save you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That prayer isn't what makes you a Christian. I mean, I said the sinner's prayer 20 years ago.
Hold up. Wait a second.
It's not the prayer that makes you a Christian. It's the changed life. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again.
I've heard that term before.
I'm sure you have. It means you have a new life, completely focused on Christ. Now, if you could still live the old life, how could you have been born again? Don't get me wrong. I'm not questioning your decision or saying that you might not be a Christian. But if you are, you've taken on a huge responsibility. I hope I'm not scaring you off, Ryan.
Don't worry about me.
Thanks, but you know I'm gonna. So, Judd, I'm kind of concerned about Vicky staying at your house.
But we're not going together or anything like that. We can stay on different floors and stuff.
Yeah, more like brother and sister, right?
Well, you are brother and sister in one sense, Vicky, but I'd still feel more comfortable if you found a woman to live with. Now, my secretary, Loretta, has a big house with plenty of rooms, and I don't think
I want to do that.
You've got to see. This doesn't look good.
It doesn't have to look bad. If it does, it's only because people are assuming the wrong thing.
Honestly, I can't tell you what to do, but I gotta tell you, I don't like it. So there, I said my piece.
Hey, okay? Hey, don't worry. We're cool. We're not gonna let you down.
Well, moving on. Anything else we want to discuss tonight, Ryan?
No, I'm all good.
You know, you can be a part of this group as long as you want to, regardless of what you decide to do, okay? When you're ready, you make the decision on your own.
Well, what if my decision is to say no?
Then that's your decision. We can't decide for you. You have to live with the consequences.
Or die with them.
Shut up, Lionel. He's been yakking away like that all day. What kind of Christian is that?
Guys, relax, I'm only kidding.
Come on, guys.
My friends and I razz each other all the time.
I don't think Ryan needs any razzing right now, Lionel.
Whatever. Sorry.
So, if you two can manage to stop clawing at each other, you're welcome to stay at my place.
I was hoping you'd say that.
That might not be a bad idea. I'd feel better about Vicky staying there if the other two were there as well.
Sounds good. I'm in.
Me too.
All right. Got a posse forming.
All right. Three brothers. Great. I think...
No, look, okay, you gotta jump across the rooftop to avoid him.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Okay, then you go down the fire escape to this point. Okay, then you jump across this and land on...
You landed on that dude's head.
Yeah, it's easy. After that, you just jump in the car and tear out of there.
Yeah, next level. Okay, I got it.
All right, I'm gonna pause it. You want something to drink?
Yeah, man, whatever's in there.
Man, there's everything in there. You name it, they got it.
Give me a root beer.
I think those two are gonna clean out the fridge in no time.
Maybe. Here, check this out.
What am I looking at?
My dad kept backup records of all of his bank accounts on his computer. Voila.
Checking account, savings account.
Four savings accounts. He had one for me and my brother and a couple of his own.
And we can get money from them?
Sure. My dad and I have the same name.
What about the checking account?
We can use that to pay the bills. If we need a little extra cash, we can always use his ATM cards.
Whoa, you know the password?
Are you kidding?
I suppose, Mr. Runaway to England, because my life in this castle is a drag.
I want the great, man.
You can have the rupee.
I don't want the rupee.
Oh, great.
We'll be more later. What's the deal?
The difference is I saw it first.
Hey, what's up with you two?
Is this really worth fighting over?
We ain't fighting.
Oh, you're right. Didn't sound at all like fighting from the other room.
He's taking the last can of grape soda.
Oh, well, you know what? This is gonna blow your minds, but this house comes equipped with... glasses! You can split the can!
I had it first.
You took the root beer.
Well, then, I have another idea. I'll take the grape, and you two split the root beer.
What?
Come on.
Because if you guys keep fighting over stupid stuff like who gets what soda, you're gonna get on my nerves.
You sound like my dad.
I never met your dad, so I'll just assume he was really smart.
I had a game to play.
Me too.
That could have gone better.
I thought I did pretty good myself.
Oh, I see.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Judd. It's Bruce.
Oh, hi. What's up?
Hey, I need your help.
You name it, man.
I got people calling me right and left, and I'm meeting, I'm counseling, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line, I've got nowhere working on Sunday's message, and from what I'm guessing, the church is going to be jam-packed.
You want me to preach?
Not this week, Judd. Listen, this is the deal. I was supposed to drive Lionel to that morgue today.
Hmm.
Listen, I got all the info, you know, where it is, who to talk to, all that stuff.
You want me to take him?
Would that be a problem?
No, not at all. In fact, I might enjoy getting out of the house for a while. The kids are driving me nuts.
Huh?
Never mind. So where are we going? You gonna be okay in there?
Yeah, in and out. No problem. Besides, your car won't be safe down here if you ain't sitting in it.
Got it all figured out then, huh?
Shouldn't take me that long.
Hey, Lionel. I just wanted to say... I'm really sorry about your uncle.
Thanks. I suppose it was gonna happen sooner or later. Just wish he became a Christian first.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, there's a sign. That door over there on the right.
Okay. I'll park back there and wait for you.
I'll be right back.
Take as long as you need.
Thanks, Bruce. Bye.
So how's old Brucey doing?
Okay, I guess. He's trying to get ready for Sunday. I told him we'd all be there to hear him speak.
I hope you didn't tell him I'd be there.
You don't want to go?
No. Haven't you figured that out yet?
Well, I know you don't believe this Christian stuff yet, but I think you'd want to check it out. Aren't you curious what Bruce is going to say? did tell Bruce I thought that we'd all be there, but you made no promises, so I guess it's up to you.
Whatever. Maybe.
That's a start, I guess.
Come on. I can't wait till we get some music on the radio again. Oh, here he comes. Lionel! Over here! Lionel? What is he doing? Hey, bro. Hey, man, you okay? What's wrong?
First time I've seen a dead body like that.
What happened?
Doctor brought me to this room. There's a bunch of bodies. They all covered in sheets.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them said it was Andre. He pulled the sheet off him.
Did he look like himself?
I wouldn't know.
Huh?
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know what that guy was supposed to look like. The only thing I do know is that whoever that was, it was not my uncle.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.